A growing scam is claiming victims all across the nation. It's called the American Dream Scam, and so many have been fooled, in fact, that now the FBI is getting involved. And newly discovered scrolls are giving believers more insight into the history of Christ. Could Jesus have devoured a twin Messiah in the womb, as these ancient texts suggest? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. We're not like all those other news podcasts. We know you deserve to be loved, and we're going to make you feel special. Stay with us. The FBI issued a major warning today of a growing scam that is claiming victims all across the nation. Authorities are calling it the American Dream Scam and are urging consumers to take caution.
These predators are looking to cash in big by targeting unsuspecting victims and promising them rich and fulfilling lives. Millions of people have fallen for this dangerous hoax and have had devastating consequences as a result.
That's FBI spokesperson Stan Winstead earlier today warning Americans about this dangerous hoax. OPR's Charles Dearborn has been covering this story and joins us now. Good morning, Charles.
Hello.
So tell us, how exactly are these scammers pulling it off?
Well, the con is fairly simple. First, they promise the target great prosperity and success in exchange for nothing more than a lifetime of hard work and determination. The victim then pursues wealth and happiness in what they have been tricked into believing is a fair and just society until they eventually die.
Quite the scheme. And who is most at risk of being targeted?
Honestly, anyone who's open to the idea that class mobility is possible through ability or achievement. But the two groups that have been hit the hardest, immigrants who were lured to this country with the promise of a better life, and wide-eyed young people with their whole lives ahead of them.
I got conned by my own parents into thinking I could be anything I wanted to be. Now I'm $100,000 in debt with nothing but a worthless liberal arts degree to show for it.
Devastating. Charles, how can people protect themselves from this so-called American dream?
Consumer watchdogs say to be on the lookout for anyone who appears to be hopeful about the future. Definitely be wary of those who claim society will judge you solely on your skills and experience. And if someone tells you that it's possible to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, that's a big red flag, and you should contact the authorities immediately.
Good advice. Let's hope these frauds are apprehended and face a light slap on the wrist soon. Charles, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and if you're out there playing the dating game right now, you know that everything relies on that first date. Recently, relationship experts have suggested that for men, the key to seducing a potential partner can be boiled down to one thing: immediate, absolute devotion. To give some advice to our single and looking listeners, I'm joined by OPR's love expert, Martha Saunders. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for having me.
So, Martha, the big question on a lot of guys' minds: what can men do to make a first date successful?
You know, it's really kind of simple. Men just need to be open, honest, and show that they're ready for a commitment. All a guy has to do to win a lady's heart on the first date is look her straight in the eye and promise right then and there that he would die for her. No questions asked. Then just let the sparks fly.
Oh, wow. And why does that work?
Well, it's all about that first impression. They're so important. If a woman can sense that a man is interested enough in her to put a gun to his head and pull the trigger, she's more likely to relax and enjoy the evening. And if a man is willing to open up and sob uncontrollably and scream that he can't live without her and won't live without her, it's kind of sexy and dangerous and comforting all at the same time. And she's going to be way more likely to say yes to a second date.
Ooh, interesting. But as we all know, when you're feeling out a new person and learning how to read them, sometimes those flirtatious signals can get lost or misread.
That's so true. Which is why clear and open communication is so key. When my partner and I had our first date, the first thing he did when he picked me up was pull out a knife and take a blood oath, vowing to lay down his own life for the woman he just met.
Wow, what a gentleman.
Yeah, but just because it worked for me doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. We're all different. And if you can sense the date's not going well and she's not all that into you saying you'll slit your own throat, you might just need to work harder at sharing the sincerity and intensity of your feelings by threatening to kill her, too.
Great advice as always, Martha. Would have been good to know back when I was single.
I bet.
That's OPR's Martha Saunders. Thank you, Martha.
Thank you.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
The news isn't over until I say it's over, goddammit. Here's what else you need to know today.
Okay, everybody, get down. If you're in the street, find shelter.
Stay quiet. Wait until it's safe.
That, of course, was the voice of Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, who led 325 million Americans through a nationwide active shooter drill yesterday morning. Through sudden alerts on phones, laptops, and enormous speaker systems, the Secretary of Defense did his best to make sure everyone in America knew what to do in the event of a mass shooting across the entire country.
Okay, everybody, run! Let's say you have to escape. Yeah, run!
And are you able to name your state's Shadow Lord? Without looking it up? Well, most informed citizens probably know who their Shadow Lord is, but a new study shows the majority of Americans are unable to name their state's dark prince who nefariously pulls the strings. Finally, if you travel with pets, this may affect you. More airlines are placing limits on which support animals are allowed to help fly the plane. United says that starting next month, you'll need to prove your dog or cat would do a good job. Well, that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed not having to read a newspaper today as much as I did, you can subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcasts. And if you don't, well, then you and I, we're through. And for good this time, I mean it. Don't test me. We'll see you tomorrow.